Man, I wish I had those high tech tools.
I like it. Put that over by you, because you're gonna be all talking.
We'll go ahead and call this meeting of the Madison Plains School Board to order. Please take a roll.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Here.
Mr. Swanger? Mr. Morlock?
Present.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Present.
Mr. Hall's present.
Mr. Hatfield, will you lead us in the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Does anybody have anything for the board work session?
The band got their superior rating on Saturday, so they played fabulous. It was really neat.
I just, real quick, have one question. I don't know if you handle that, too, on the competitions. How's come we get a white ribbon for those, for superior?
Yeah, I don't know anything about band. I don't know.
Because the colors don't, I mean, you know, I'm used to the fair stuff. I thought, well, why didn't we get a blue? And they said, well, that's what you get.
Yeah.
For OMEA, that's OMEA's color.
That's the highest thing, too, isn't it?
Superior one.
Yeah. They do a really nice job. Does anybody like to speak for public communication? I didn't know if there's anybody on there or not. Didn't see anybody. Okay. Do I have a motion for number one there under approval of the minutes?
Mr. President, I'll make a motion that the minutes of the October 16, 2012 meeting be approved as written.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Michael made the motion, seconded by Ken. Discussion? Please take vote.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Floor is yours, Tim.
Thank you. Look at the treasurer's report. Go ahead and open the transfer requests. We have four requests for transfers, and again, these are cleanup from the prior year. We discussed several of them. STEM program we started last year, had some fundraising, didn't quite cover everything. After-school care program, if you recall, that program ran in the black for quite a long time as we had a lot of kids, but as the kids dwindled, we continued the program on, so you started running a deficit. We were as high as 12,000 last year in the red. It's down to 10,300 that we need to transfer and cover. That program has been discontinued at the start of this year. Title II-D Tech Grant Fund, $411, due to general fund expense, apparently charged to this grant. So we moved the charges back over. We need money over to cover that. The Junior High Athletic Fund, if you remember, the board agreed to purchase the junior high football helmets with the caveat that that money will be paid back to the board over time from the athletic department. So this is a transfer to cover that expense. That's the first item. Okay, close out of that. Second item is a discussion on the calendar, the election calendar. If you got a chance to take a look at that. And again, this is probably sideways.
Still sideways on his.
Okay. There you go. First thing you'll notice is if we wanted to put, hypothetically, if the PI passes, we're in great shape. PI fails tonight. If you wanted to go right back on in February 5th of 13, we cannot do that. The reason being is, you have to have everything to the Board of Elections by November 7th. So we would have had to have preemptively got everything ready to be on the ballot again for the 13th of February by tonight, basically. So our next opportunity then falls May 7th of 13. Okay. And we will need to start making those decisions as to if we do not pass tonight. I have to have everything to the county auditor by January 25th and then the Board of Elections by February 6th. So, again, depending on what happens tonight, we'll have, I'm sure, several meetings to discuss that, but I just wanted to give you some heads up that we'll be talking about that if we need to. Okay. Next item. Your financial reports. Nothing in particular I want to pull out of there tonight to show you. Again, the meeting was early this month, so we were pushing to get that information out there and get the month of October closed. We did get it out there, and I tried to make sure everybody knew that this afternoon those financials were available. So, that being said, I think those are all my reportable items, and we can move right into the action items if you'd like.
Okay. Do I have a motion there for number one?
Mr. President, I move that upon recommendation of the Treasurer that the October 2012 financial statements be accepted as presented.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Ken made the motion, Linda seconded. Discussion? Please take the vote.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Do I have a motion for number two?
Mr. President, I'll make a motion upon recommendation that the Treasurer of the Board approve the transfer request as attached.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion made by Michael, seconded by Linda. Discussion? Please take the vote.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Tim, that
Mr. Hall, the floor is yours.
I don't have anything.
Is there any unfinished business? With that, I'm going to do something a little different here, and I want to move that we go into executive session at 7:07 for the purpose of Section 1, to consider the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employee or official, or the investigation of charges or complaints against a public employee, official, licensee, or regulated individual under Ohio Revised Code 121.22G. Do I have a second?
Second.
I made the motion. Linda seconded. Please take a vote.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion carries.
This is only going to take a second. I'm saying 15, 20 minutes tops.